Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
There you go. I was watching Harden get his last second bucket to go over 30 points for the 30th consecutive game. Got to get those buckets in. I mean, tell me, that is the ultimate proof that they care about stats, because this guy was at 27 with a minute left, and he made sure he got that 30. Believe me, he finished with 31. He didn't even need to shoot. They were up 20. But he still got his shot off. I mean, obviously, it matters to him. And to say otherwise is a lie. We're in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios in New York. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Are you kidding me? College basketball is out of control now. Every night, PharrellOnTheBench.com is nailing games. NBA, same thing. Every game, every night. NHL, no one touches me. I hit so many games. Boxing, MMA, do we ever get fights wrong? Seriously. And then daily fantasy rosters, we got all that. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. Anyway, one other note. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4. CBS brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to Geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. I mean, seriously, I know it's Monday and everything. I know that there's like a big storm or whatever coming. Isn't it going to slam the whole East Coast or something and the Northeast? All right, so everybody must really be tucking in or something, or running to the store here at the last minute to get the remaining water, milk, and bread. Have you ever noticed every time it's going to snow, people bombard the grocery store and they buy everything on the shelves? Have you ever seen anything like it?
It's the worst.
I mean, they do it every time. If we're getting 3 inches, the store's jam-packed and you can't get anything. Anyway, in honor of the storm, I'm going to the Caribbean. Thank you. So my point of all of this is how pathetic all of you are. Because, like, I'm sitting here, you get this Kyler Murray, he's going pro, and then you get the Kareem Hunt signing in Cleveland. This guy, obviously, we know what happened, right? He beat up a chick, and he you know, smacked her, did he not? And then he kicked her, and we all saw it. In a hotel in Cleveland, no less. And then who signs him? The Browns, of all people. Dorsey, the same guy that signed him and that drafted him. He was in Kansas City at the time, right? Now, what we're hearing is that the Browns GM said the team did not speak with Kareem Hunt victims. There's more than one incident, correct, with this guy? There is more than one. So I don't know all the details of it other than what I saw. And now he's got a one-year deal with the Browns where he's probably not going to play football much this year, because they're saying the NFL is going to suspend him for like 10, 12 games, right, allegedly? So do you think they just got him so that they'd have his rights for when he does come back, that they will trade him and those rights, or will they keep him? You know what I mean? Like, you know, they'll have his rights. So he's, you know, there's no denying the guy's a great running back, right? But is he worth it with his baggage now? I mean, is there anything worse, seriously, nowadays, than having somebody in your business or on your team or in your world that you live in that, you know, some guy that beats women, right? I mean, honestly, is there anything worse than that? What's worse than that? And then how about this guy? I mean, honestly, like, I understand he's gotten help. I understand he's gone to, you know, professionals, doctors, anger management, everything else, right? That's what they're saying. He's done all of that since it happened. And he's, you know, admitted that it was completely, you know, he's guilty, right? I'm terribly sorry. It's not who I am. It's not how I was raised. I freaked out. I lost my mind, all that business, right? So And that's not word for word, but it's essentially what he's saying. He said, you know, it's not who I am. It's not how I was raised. And I'm ashamed of myself and everything else. And I'm doing everything in my power to change. I'm going to, you know, he's doing everything. Going to see a shrink, all the rest. Does that matter to anyone? Does it matter that the guy is going and treating the problem and seeking help for it? I mean, it's got to matter in some capacity, doesn't it? That the guy's like, you know, going and, you know, seeking, you know, to find out why maybe he did it or what's wrong with him or, you know, why do you hit women or is there something wrong with you? Did it happen in your childhood? Why are you hitting women type thing? Or do you just not believe him at all and you think he's full of shack and that he should never again have a job of any capacity in the NFL or he should be bagging groceries for the rest of his life? What do you think of his, remorse and that he's going for help, Carver High?
I mean, I fully knew that he would get another job in the league because, you know, unlike with what happened with Ray Rice, this guy could still play. Ray Rice really was at the end of the line when that happened with him, which is why he didn't play again. If he still had anything, Ray Rice would have played again.
We know how good this guy is. He's really good.
No doubt. And that's why he's getting another chance. And, you know, you hear the GM today, he puts out the big statement saying, you know, I believe he deserves a second chance. And, you know, he took full responsibility and all these things. I mean, for me personally, if it's my team, it's a non-starter for me. It's just, you know, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't want him on my team.
He said what he did was wrong and inexcusable. Mafia, are you buying what he's selling, that he's remorseful and that he's getting treatment and he's going to be a different person? Or do you think the Browns made a big mistake giving him the gig? Or do you think they did the smart thing knowing that when his suspension's over, he's going to be worth something to somebody and they could trade that those rights?
I think they did what a lot of teams wish they could have done, but some of them just didn't feel like they could take that PR. And you know what? They're the Browns, so they've been through the mud how many times? It's not going to bother them to be, you know, a laughingstock to some people once again. It is what it is. That's just the Browns' way. I think eventually he's going to get someone to pick him up because he's so good. He's going to get a shot. I mean, we all preach that we want to give people second chances, and if it was us, we would want a second chance. So I guess at some point you have to give this guy the benefit of the doubt and see if he can come back from that. I'm not going to take him at his word. What I need to see is him do it. I need to see 2-3 years, nothing happening, and then I can start to believe him that he's changed. I'm not going to say that.
So earn your trust.
Right. Don't tell me that just because you're going to some meetings or you're going to a shrink or you're, you know, getting some kind of help that you're just a different person in, let's see, that was December, so 2.5 months.
So you saw him, what he did to her, right? He was pretty violent.
Right. And this isn't like he, you know, this guy did not turn himself in or sit out last season saying, you know what, I screwed up in the offseason, I need to get this settled. He played until they busted him, until the tape came out, and then he was done. So don't act like you've been trying to fix this ever since you did it.
And
he did it when he got caught.
He literally, you got him dead to rights. You saw him kick her.
Right, like, and if there was no video, he would probably deny it to his deathbed.
All right.
So if he shows me over the rest of his career that he's not going to do this and he's a different person and he works with these organizations and tries to help people,
he's found God.
Then I'm okay for it.
Maybe he's found God.
Maybe.
Maybe God
But show us that. Don't give me in your. I don't care about your statements. I don't care what you're saying because some PR person wrote that for you. Show me with your actions.
I think it's very important that the minute you get in trouble and you do something like this, that you run to the church, and then that you get your cover there. Ben in Alabama.
Yes, sir.
You're on. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I got my opinion of where I think Murray could go, and I'll also give my 2 cents on the whole Kareem Hunt.
Okay, so where do you think Murray's going?
I think, honestly, there are 3 options. And if the first team that pops in my head that may go after him would have to be Tampa Bay. Because Jameis, you know, he's had opportunities, and he had, you know, probably one good game this year, but the rest of the time he's not consistent enough. And even then, same thing with Fitzmagic. Fitzmagic, he'll work his magic here and there, but he's not consistent. And they need a long-term solution at quarterback.
But I actually think that they believe that he's young enough and that he's good enough because he was suspended, right? So he came back, and then from that point forward, he played, and that was his job, and that was all there was to it. So I think you know, they actually believe down there that he's still the man and that they don't need another quarterback. Maybe instead of Fitzmagic, but I don't think that'll last there either. I think that's a short-term fascination with the media and fans, is the Ryan Fitzpatrick getting a job every year and then everybody falls in love with him because he went to Harvard and he has a beard.
Yeah. But the only thing with Jameis with that, though, is yes, he was suspended. Yes, he came back. But even then, when his game started to struggle, he did get benched for Fitzpatrick again.
Yeah, but then they went back with him again. Do you believe, Carver Hyde, that they would get rid of Jameis Winston right now at his age for this kid?
No, I do not. I think they're going to go.
What's your other choices? I don't like your first one.
Okay, the last two, Jacksonville, because you can't tell me Blake Bortles.
I think that they actually – that my guess is at this point – would be that they'll get a veteran player, let's say it's Foles, et cetera, for instance, hypothetically, that they need someone that can do it, that's already done it and been an NFL quarterback, then to start from scratch again with another draft pick that they have no idea what he's going to pan out to be. What would be the third choice?
The third choice, he'd have to drop in the first round, and no one would be willing to take a chance on him for this to happen. But for him to go to L.A., and maybe sit a year or two behind Phillip Rivers, because, hey, they made a deep playoff run, but still they're having a problem filling that stadium. But, you know, you sign a big name like that, that's a big splash.
That's not a bad choice. If you were to ask me, that one makes the most sense to me of the three, based on that he would have time to learn the gig, as opposed to, I'm sure that he believes in his mind, this kid, that he should be a starting franchise-saving quarterback from the jump, and I don't think that's going to happen. And what did you want to say about Kareem Hunt?
Honestly, I kind of agree with you that even if he does, you know, come back, say he gets suspended, sits out a couple of games, and then comes back, honestly, the Browns are either shooting themselves in the foot or shooting up for the moon with this, because say he gets suspended, and – you ride Nick Chubb most of the season. Well, the Browns are definitely in contention now to make a playoff run. So when the playoffs comes around, when you have more than one weapon out of the backfield, that benefits you. However, Hunt is going to have a stellar performance on the field and definitely turn his career around, or else he's always going to be labeled.
He's already been better than Chubb, hands down, no questions asked. In fact, he could miss 10 weeks and he'd still be better than Chubb. Chubb's good. He can handle the job, and Hunt's better, and that's just all there is to it. Listen, Hunt was leading the NFL in rushing when he got busted, right? So you understand this guy's a badass. So know that. He could start in one day and be better than Chubb, if you ask me. I mean, just hands down. Pete in Illinois.
What's up?
Hey, man. Hey.
Man, I've been listening to you for 2 years, like, religiously every day. It's insane.
Oh,
the weekend sucks.
Awesome.
Because I can't listen to you.
I believe that. Thank you.
And Mafia, Cover High, it's like an extended family. So
that's great.
It's a pleasure to talk to you guys.
My man.
I want to talk about Virginia. I went to grad school in Virginia, and I got to – it was in the 90s. I'm about your age, a little younger. And I got to sit, like, in the student seats and watch, you know, Grant Hill and Junior Burrow and – Curtis Staples and all those guys, and it was fantastic, right? But Virginia never broke through, and now they, you know, with Bennett and the coach being taking the talent he has, and last year they were 20-1 in the ACC if you include the tournament. That's ridiculous, right?
Oh, listen, you don't have to sell me. I like this team a lot. I was a little surprised they got beat by 10 at home by Duke after they played them. In, you know, Cameron, you know, losing by two. They played him a lot better there than they did at home. But tonight, it was a huge win. They were down by four with, you know, late in the game, and then they end up beating them by eight. I couldn't believe it. They took, you know, the game by the throat. I thought, you know, Guy, Hunter, and Jerome all played really well. It's amazing how they can play with four guards and a big man who does nothing, by the way, I might add. But I just think, you know, Guy, 7-13 from the floor. Hunter was 7-10, and Jerome was 5-9, and Jerome hit two big threes. Guy hit five threes. Hunter hit three. All I know is Jerome was playing with a bad back. They clamped down on everyone defensively. They're a great team in terms of defense. North Carolina shot 35%, and that's because of and the 30% from downtown. And that's because of the Virginia defense. They won the game tonight with defense. When they hold teams to 35 and 30% shooting, you're not going to beat them. And that's all there is to it. Because they shoot 53% and 55% from downtown. They hit 11 of 23s. That's called game over. 855-212-4CBS. If you're on hold, chill. I'm coming right back and taking your calls nonstop.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so Mafia just notified me that he will not be entering Boston in the Westminster Kennel Club tournament, which is going on apparently right now. Is it not at the Garden, maybe? I'm seeing highlights of it right now on TV. Maybe it's – is it occurring? And I don't know these things. How do you think Boston would do in the tournament, Mafia, in terms of his behavior with
Terrible.
Others?
He's dumb. He doesn't listen. He's worthless.
He's worthless, dumb, doesn't listen, and bites. And he has no interest in anyone or any other animal. He has no interest in dogs or anything. Anyone that gets – he wants to – but he does like to chase skunks. He has not learned yet that that splash is not aquavelva that he gets across the face.
Plus, you got to be all, like, clean and proper and primed for that, and he doesn't even like taking baths.
No. He doesn't like anything at all except eating. And he does plenty of that. Mafia very excited to be taking care of Boston for the next week. He's thrilled about it, you can tell, on the show tonight. There's anticipation growing.
So much fun, like an enema.
I can tell you a few things worse than an enema if you really want to get into some medical procedures. But we'll save that for a rainy day, which will be tomorrow. They're saying that the storm will be snow for 6 hours and then rain for the remainder of our lives. It's supposed to pour down rain tomorrow night. Looks like we'll be getting no television here at the network studios. I mean, if it rains here, we don't get it. Imagine when there's wet snow and rain.
Can't have that. I got a big Islander game in Buffalo tomorrow night. I can't have it.
Well, wait a minute. Don't we get the local? Will we get
Yeah, well, I don't know. Sometimes those go out with the DirecTV also, so.
That's unacceptable. It's just you're not having it. What did they do this weekend?
Helpful.
Didn't they win a bunch of games?
They won both games, Saturday and Sunday.
So who'd they beat?
Colorado on Saturday and Minnesota on Sunday.
They were losing that game 2-0, weren't they, to Colorado?
They ended up winning 4-3.
Well, how'd they do that? A big comeback?
They actually took a 3-2 lead in the third, gave up one to tie it at 3, and then they won it in overtime.
Who had the overtime winner?
Ryan Pulock.
And then what was the other game? Wild?
2-1 yesterday over the Wild.
But I saw one of those games. Maybe it was the Avs game. Was it which one was it? Were they both at the Barclays?
Yes, both.
Is that the last two at the Barclays?
This Saturday is the last game at the Barclays.
And who's that against?
Edmonton.
And then, so your party is on the 23rd, which is 10 days from Wednesday.
Next Saturday, yes.
So next Saturday is the Offside Tavern?
Correct.
Next Saturday night, the 23rd.
Yes.
On 14th Street at 8 o'clock. You can come see Carver High do ILC podcast live in Manhattan. Also, you're having a party on the 28th, which is the following Thursday, I believe.
Correct. Outside the Coliseum before the Tavares return that night.
Do you think we'll have a blizzard that day?
I sure hope not.
Let's go to Dallas. You're on in Tucson, Arizona. What's happening?
Hey, thank you for taking my call tonight, Scott. I called because I wanted to touch a bit, little bit about Kyler Murray, and I was going to mention something about Kareem Hunt as well. But I'll start with Kyler Murray, that he's making a huge mistake committing himself to the NFL.
Why is that?
I just don't believe that guy's got what it takes to be in the NFL and to be a premier quarterback that's going to carry whatever team drafts him to the promised land.
All right, let me ask you this question. Did Baker Mayfield do the exact same thing at Oklahoma that Kyler Murray did, and that is play in, you know, championship games and playoff-type games and big, gigantic, you know, bowl games and conference games? Did he not do that?
Yes, he did.
So how is it that one guy is about the exact same size as him? Is Baker Mayfield not a little dude as well? And then that guy, has he not taken the NFL by storm, what he did in Cleveland, winning those seven games? Was he not impressive? I don't understand how you can say I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to talk over you. I'm not going to talk at the same time as you. You want to know why? Because it's painful. There's no point in arguing with me about this. I'm trying to have a conversation with you. I'm asking you a question. You can't answer it at the same time I'm talking, so I just get rid of you. There you go. End of subject. I'm trying to say, one guy, did I not make this clear? One guy did the exact same thing, and you're telling me that he can do it, but this kid can't? You can't even tell me that this kid isn't a better athlete than the other one. I think Murray's a better athlete than Mayfield. I think Mayfield's an incredible talent quarterback. I thought he was great at Oklahoma. This kid, if you ask me, was better.
But I will say this, and I know that I've said I'm not 100% sold yet, and I'm sure the kid will show me
but
maybe that he will be.
But you last year, you and I thought that Mayfield was the best quarterback the country.
But we were in the minority there. If you go back to this time last year, early February, nobody had Baker Mayfield going number one. Nobody even had him as one of the first two or three quarterbacks being taken.
Except you
people
and me.
I know that, but it took until after the combine, after the pro days, after everything. Hell, it was a couple days before the draft when all that started that the Browns might take him number one. So it took him 2 months, and he rose to that spot. For all we know, the same thing could happen with this kid. All these things that people are saying about him now, by the time we get to April, he could be going in the top five for all we know.
How in God's name can you sit there and watch that kid play college football this year? And they made the playoff, right? Did they not make the playoff? I mean, it's because of how great that kid was, right? I mean, he is super talented. How is it that a guy could get drafted in Major League Baseball and they offer him millions of dollars? He has to return $1.29 million of the $1.5 million they gave him. I don't even know why. Why does he get to keep some of it? That's amazing to me. What, is he going to just blow some money just for fun? He should have to give the entire thing back, not 1.2 of 1.5. How does he get $300,000 he gets to keep? That's inexplicable to me. Gives up the remaining 3.1 due March 1st. The A's will put him on the restricted list and retain his rights, but don't get a comp draft pick. So that's in Portuguese. They got screwed. Okay? So here's my deal. How can a guy that's drafted in Major League Baseball, and he's going to be drafted in the first round in the NFL, and that played at Oklahoma, and that won as many games as that guy won, and made the college football playoff. Now, I know they didn't win, but I got to tell you, did you see the job? Didn't they put a job on Texas in that Big 12 title game? Didn't he put a number on them? I mean, this kid is a rock star quarterback at Oklahoma. I don't understand how anyone can tell me, seriously, with any conscience, that the one guy did it and this guy did it just as good, if not better, and that all of a sudden he sucks. I mean, honestly, you need to stop drinking, like, you know, brown liquor, okay? Just drink beer, gold. Keep it to gold beer, because when you start drinking liquor, you start saying stupid things. It makes no sense to me. How could this kid be that good and then all of a sudden he sucks? He doesn't suck at all, and he's going to be good. That's it. He's a good, talented, superstar, young little quarterback, and no one likes him because he's 5'9", or this or that. No one was saying that when he was throwing bombs all year for Oklahoma, and everybody was catching him for touchdowns, were they?
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, just so you know, at Oklahoma, Kyler Murray, overall, at Oklahoma, 45 touchdowns, 7 picks. This year he threw 42 touchdowns, right? 7 picks. And he threw for 4,361 yards, and he completed 69% of his passes. And now all of a sudden, you know, it's amazing to me that people don't think he's good. I mean, really, that's what I'm hearing, right? Like, people saying, oh, he'll never make it as a pro. I mean, I've heard at least a couple people say that, right? So I really haven't heard anybody show any faith in him, that he's got skill, really, to be honest with you tonight. So That's crazy to me, if you ask me. I don't know. Like, I think it's easy to, it's, you know, relatively simple to just say a guy sucks and he'll never amount to anything in the NFL, because I know how much all of you know about it. I mean, in terms of, you know, being a, you know, inside, you know, an NFL franchise and like being a GM and a you know, director of player personnel and a head coach and a GM and you know, running a pro football team. I mean, I know how good you are at drafting players, like in your, you know, spare time and everything on your fantasy team while you're smoking bong rips, okay? That's basically what I'm listening to tonight, is people like talking out of their, you know, arse about something they, you know, basically know nothing about, right? I mean, seriously, how does a guy throw 42 touchdown passes in 12 weeks? He sucks. I mean, come on, just ask yourself that question when it comes out of your mouth. How stupid am I? There's a question for you. Frank in Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell. Hey, I totally disagree with your last caller on Kyler Murphy, but let me first talk about Kareem Hunt.
Right.
I don't necessarily agree with the Browns signing Kareem Hunt, but if you're going to give a guy a second chance, Cleveland's probably his best option, because he played high school football just outside of Cleveland. He went to Kent State and played college football in Ohio. If he had gone, let's say he grew up in California and played at Fresno State, the Browns aren't going to sign him. But because he's from Cleveland, they're not going to get a huge backlash. They're going to give him a second chance in Cleveland.
Well,
I wouldn't have signed him if I was a GM, but it's the best place for him if he gets a second chance.
I don't know what. Okay, so let me get this right. First of all, he played at Toledo. Second of all, why wouldn't you sign him? Like, I'm just asking. Why wouldn't you sign him? Let's say hypothetically he didn't. Well, all right. Let's say, you know, because he did beat a woman, just because he beat her, or he hit her and kicked her. So now, you feel that he should never have another job in the NFL. Basically, is what you're saying to me.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying if I was a GM of Cleveland, it wouldn't be in Cleveland. It might be someplace else, but it wouldn't be in Cleveland.
Okay, why is that?
Because me personally, I probably would just look for a different player. I probably wouldn't want Kareem Hunt.
So you feel as though, I'm just asking, it's like a dime a dozen, you can get any running back to do the job?
No, I think he's one of the best running backs in the league, for sure.
So they got him for $1 million. That's it.
It would just be, I don't wish him ill will, you know, hope he gets a second chance, but if it was me making the decision, I probably wouldn't let him play.
Right. All right, fair enough. All right, now what about Kyler Murray? You know, you feel he's got talent?
Of course. I think he's getting great advice. I think he probably will succeed in the NFL, and if he does, $20 million a year for 15 years is more than enough money. And if he's not successful, baseball, he can always fall back on baseball. The career lasts longer. Players start later in life usually. You know, you don't usually start your major league career at 18, 19,
right,
20, 21. So I think he's getting great advice. I think he will be successful. So that your previous caller totally disagree with. I think he should start with football. And if he succeeds like I think he will, hey, he's set for life.
Right. I think, let me just say this. I don't think I'll be shocked. Because what you said initially was that he'll play for 15 years and it's like a done deal. I have a hard time believing that. I'll believe that when I see it. Fair enough. But I'm willing to say that I agree that he got good advice, because it's simple. If you ask me, he had, like, you know, I'd say 4 out of 10 chance to make it in Major League Baseball, you know, in the show, like to make it up to the majors. I'm going to give him 4 or 5 max chance, if you ask me, to make it to the show and be legit everyday player. Because no one had ever seen him. Like, had you ever heard of him as a baseball player before, ever? No one watches college baseball to begin with, do they? Admit it, Mafia. Who watches college baseball?
No one that doesn't have a kid in it or works in MLB.
That's right. There is not one person on this show that listens to it or that talks about it. I don't even know anything. Okay, so I'm not going to sit here and act like I know something about Kyler Murray's college baseball career, high school career, or that he's going to be some great Major League Baseball player. All I know is this. And Carver High, you notice, it's really hard to make it in Major League Baseball. It really is. It is no joke. And believe it or not, if you have talent in both, let's say you're Deion Sanders or whatever, and you can play both sports, which he obviously has the talent to do, there is no one yet that has said, I've not heard one person say, oh, he's way better at baseball. He should be playing baseball no matter what. But I've heard 9 out of 10 dentists prefer that he plays pro football. They're all saying the same thing. He's a better football player. Go pro. You're going to make a boatload of money. Take the money and run. You're going to make way more money playing football, even though it's more dangerous and everything else. But I've never heard one person yet say he's making a huge mistake because he's an absolutely phenomenal baseball player, and he'd be in the show within 3 years. I haven't heard one person say that. So he's going to play football because that's what he should be doing.
Yeah, I haven't heard the big outcry of this guy's a slam dunk, no doubt about it, MLB, all-star.
I've never even heard him one thing about his baseball career other than he signed with the A's.
Look, the one thing I did say to you about this is probably if he wanted to try to do both, this is the way to go first. He's coming off a Heisman. He's younger right now. Football's better for him right now. And if football doesn't work out in 2 or 3 years, he's still young enough that he can go and play baseball. Whereas I don't know if he would have been able to go back and forth.
My question is this. Have you ever seen anyone actually, like, I can't off the top of my head remember anyone that actually, like, did that. Like, I'm going to go play football for 5 years, then I'm going to be a baseball player.
Well,
listen, it doesn't happen.
If he gets to 5 years playing football, that means he was good enough at it that he's going to keep playing football. I'm talking about if he washes out in 2 or 3 years and he's still 25, 26 years old, he's good enough probably that he can go and then play baseball.
And how old is he now, 22?
I'd have to look. He was just a junior, so probably a little younger.
21. There you go. I don't know exactly his birth date and everything like that. All I know is
he's 21 right now.
There you go. So, I mean, you're right. He could play till he's 25.
Saying if it, let's say it doesn't go well for him. Let's say he has a couple bad years and he get, you know, all they don't want him.
Sean in Boston.
Hey, Scotty, dude, I love the show. Can we get a double shot of SoCo to get this call started?
Absolutely. There you go.
Thanks, brother. Hey, I do want to chime in on the Kyler Murray conversation. I called to talk about Kareem Hunt.
All right.
But I think this kid needs to just play football. I mean, like, you're right. No one's heard of him, like, playing college baseball before. He's coming off a Heisman win. Like, think of the Heisman winners that have gone, like, done something else. You got Chris Winkie that came from baseball to football. And, you know, he had a terrible NFL career, but Charlie Ward, I mean, come on. He's got to play football, you know?
Well, he is going to play football. He is going to play football. So let's just forget about that he's not going to, like, just go play baseball now. He's playing football. So he made his mind up. He's playing football. Do you think he will be a good football player in the NFL?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. And what's your thought on Hunt?
My thought on Hunt is that I got a couple thoughts on Hunt. He's getting a second opportunity, and we're going to see if he's a system player or if he's a star player.
Well,
you know what I'm
saying? He's already a star player. That guy is a star running back. He was the number one running back in the NFL. He had the most yards. He was killing everybody. If he would have played the whole season, he would have broke records.
But Damian Williams has played really well in his backup.
Okay, great. Good for him. He sucks compared to him. Okay, know that. So that we're all up on the same speed now. Okay, they had to play Williams. They had no other choice. They got rid of the guy, right? The minute he got busted. So look, let's just be clear here. Okay, is there anyone in this room that disagrees that this guy is a star running back? He's a star running back. Is he not one of the best in the league? So there was no Le'Veon Bell this year. Who was better than Kareem Hunt until he got busted? Besides no one. You know, I'm just putting it out there. Besides no one. No one was better than him. So, look, who's better than him now? I mean, there's guys that can play.
I mean, Gurley's better than him.
Gurley is good.
Gurley's good. He's better.
Gurley's good. And what do you think of Kamara? You think he's good?
Yeah, but he's a different kind of player.
Different kind of player. All right, but you would put Hunt in star status? No. That's
look, he's done it for a year and a half. I get it, and I kind of a little bit see what your man was just saying there. He, in that Chief system, now he's going to go somewhere else. The Andy Reid, he does a lot to get the ball in his hands in a lot of different ways. He's going to have to do it somewhere else now. I get that part of it, but I think he's really good.
Okay.
And I think he'll get it done.
Mafia, do you think he's a star player, Kareem Hunt?
I think we'll see. I think he had a couple good years, but there's been plenty of backs that have great years and then fall off quick.
Okay. None of us agree then. He said he's a really good player. You just said he's basically average.
No, he was really good, but we got to see if he can sustain it.
Okay.
I think if he plays this year, at the end of the year, he'll be good.
Okay, I'm glad that we do this for a living and we're not football people in the NFL because you'd probably lose your job.
Peyton Hill's had a great year. That sucked after that.
I'm not talking about other people. I'm talking about him. He's a star player. There's no denying it. The guy is a stud. There is not. You don't make it in the NFL at his level and be a starting quarterback for the Chiefs, and this all happened because he did it to himself. But that guy was on the verge of a superstar season in the NFL until he got popped for this. I can't even believe we're questioning whether this guy is good or not. I mean, it's not even making any sense to me right now. I want to go to bed. I want to go home and go to bed. It makes no sense to me how you think he's not a star player. This guy, the reason they took him is because they want his rights so they can either keep him and he'll be a star or trade him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.